Right, welcome to the first full council licensing committee Zoom meeting. To everybody on this particular committee, I'll first ask if we have any apologies for today's meeting.
With none, Chair.
Do we have any declarations of interest? No. Any urgent business to bring before the meeting?
No, there's no urgent business this afternoon, Chair.
Right, well, we've all received the minutes of our last meeting. If you agree with what that is contained therein, if you'd like to, somebody to propose that those minutes be approved, please. Councillor Sue McGarry, and seconded by Councillor Alison Legg. All those in favour of those minutes, please raise your virtual hand. Any against? Any abstentions? Councillor Alison Legg? Is that an abstention from Helen Hall, Councillor?
Yes, it is. I wasn't there.
Lovely, thank you. So those minutes are approved. I will sign them at a later date. Right, the next business on the agenda is the extension of the private hire and Hackney carriage vehicle licence following the COVID-19 pandemic. I'd now like to call on Margaret Woolley, the enforcement manager, to put forward the case for the licensing, please.
Good afternoon, councillors and colleagues. The report before you was submitted following a letter from the Burton Taxi Trade. Licensing have also received correspondence from an individual driver. The request is for an extension to vehicles that reach the 7 or 10 age limit in the coming months. Due to the financial impact of the COVID pandemic, drivers are reporting that it is now difficult to acquire new vehicles and they've suffered financially due to the lockdown. The Institute of Licensing have issued some guidance to licensing authorities, and you will note that at point 4 of the report. This gives licensing authorities discretion in dealing with the taxi trade, and it states that local authorities should consider ways to support the trade to operate and to provide essential travel. Options are also available to the licensing committee in the report detailed at 4.5 and 8.2. And we would ask that due consideration as to which is the preferred option be given. Financial considerations are also detailed at point 5. I'm happy to take any questions.
Thank you very much for that, Margaret. That was a comprehensive report. Do any of our councillors have any questions for our enforcement manager? No questions to be from the enforcement manager. So does this would mean then that we would be accepting the recommendation of the that she's put forward? So I would then look for a proposer for that for what the recommendation.
Excuse me, Chair.
Thank you.
Mrs. Woolley has her hand up. I think she wants to address the meeting through you.
Thank you. Have I missed something? Okay.
Sorry, yes, the recommendations at 4.5 and 8.2, they give you lots of options. So we need to really choose which option the committee would prefer. Obviously, we've detailed which, from an officer point of view, we would like to see moving forward, which is point 1. However, the other options are available to you. Also, the last option is that the committee may also consider no extensions at all, but we need to know which one we're going to move forward with and which one we'll be voting on.
Thank you. Yeah, so I was aware of that, but I thought I did think that people will have read that and see that the actual recommendation was the 4.1. So does anybody have anything to say on that? I'll start off with Councillor George Allen.
Thanks, Chair. I didn't read that the recommendation was for 4.1. I think that it was left open to committee to propose a recommendation. So with that in mind, I'm happy to propose that we extend the licences for 7 to 10 years by 6 months. And the reason for this is that the difficulty to acquire new vehicles may extend for a period longer than 4 months outside the lockdown period, given that you can't just simply wait for the lockdown to lift and then drop on a vehicle that you might it might take a few weeks to find the vehicle that you want, that taxi drivers want to buy and be satisfied with. So I think 6 months is a happy medium. Given that the Burton Taxi Trade have asked for an extension up to 12 months. And then on the financial difficulties for taxi drivers, I think that probably points more towards a 12-month extension, but I'm trying to find that happy medium for the taxpayer and taxi drivers as well. So that's my reasons for proposing that we extend the licences by 6 months.
Thank you. I now have Councillor Patricia Ackroyd.
Thank you, Chair. Two things, really. First of all, are we confident that those vehicles will remain fit for the purpose during this extension time? Because obviously the reason that we have those regulations in place is to make sure that people are given fit vehicles. And secondly, is there a particular reason for option two and option three, where it only starts from December? Was there some reason for that? If I could ask Margaret, that please. Thank you.
Yes, the extension beyond the 7 or 10 years, they'll still have to go to the testing stations for a certificate of compliance. We've still got 3 testing stations open, so they are able to go and do that still. The reason they wanted the from the December was only because they felt that they could get out of the lockdown period and then have a clear 6 or 12 months, because we didn't know when lockdown was going to finish. They thought that would give them ample time. It would also open up to the trade a lot more vehicles if we go from December, because obviously we'll have more vehicles becoming 7 and 10 years old next year. So it would open it up to a broader spectrum of vehicles rather than at the moment. If we do it from May, we'll have obviously significantly more because it's a shorter period of time and we're doing it now.
Yeah, that's fine. Thank you, Margaret.
Okay.
If you'd like to put your virtual hand up, Colin, please. Councillor Warman.
Thank you. I'm agreeing with Councillor Allen, and also agree with Councillor Ackroyd as well. Can I ask Margaret, please? You're aware, of course, that the government have given an MOT amnesty for the moment regarding the lockdown. Does that apply to the taxi service as well?
Yes, it will apply to the taxis. However, we have our certificate of compliance in place, which is an extra check. And we feel that because they are carrying the travelling public, that they should still, whilst we've got testing stations available and able to offer the service, they should still go and have those done.
Yeah, which actually applies to the general public as well. You can't, for obvious reasons, drive an unsafe vehicle anyhow.
Thank you. Councillor Chris Sylvester.
Okay, I'm unmuted now. It's really the definition of the period of the pandemic lockdown. What is the definition of that? Because we're sort of coming out of it gradually. So I don't know what that actually means.
Thanks.
Is anybody?
Yes, sir. Margaret, if you'd like to respond to that, thank you.
Originally, when the letters came in, obviously it's been a couple of months, or probably 6 weeks now, since we went into lockdown, and we received the letter virtually straight away from the trade. And we also were of the understanding that we knew they were going to start and suffer financially. We haven't been seeing taxis on the road as much, and we've just had to estimate the length of the lockdown for licensing, but then the impact on the taxi trade being able to start to pick up some work. They've obviously lost school contracts, haven't been going out, the airport runs haven't been done. So I think they were thinking this would give them a bit of a cushion before they had to buy a brand new vehicle.
Thank you. Councillor Sue McGarry.
Thank you, Chair. I would like to second Councillor Allen's proposal.
Thank you. So we have a proposer and a seconder for option B, or option two, for a 6 months extension from the 30th of December 2020. From Mark before we go any further, please. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, Chair. Just to clarify, a point of clarification. Obviously, the point two and three that the trade were asking for start or commences from 30th December. So, and I think as Councillor Aykroyd mentioned, there's quite a long period between now and then. And we have had some supplementary request from a member of the trade, and I'm sure it's not an isolated one, but it's one that's come through to us, saying that the need is more immediate, and that this individual would be impacted in May, actually. Hence, us trying to make the recommendation relevant to the situation as we see it. So I understand the mood is for a 6 month period, but just to clarify, does that mean from the 30th of December, or which would be in my view only, and I'm sure Margaret's as well, that 6 month extension starts from now, because that's relevant to the period. So from my point of view, when we were looking at this and trying to prepare the report to bring it to you, we thought that if you had a license for 7 or 10 years, if you were in the mind of knowing that your vehicle was going to be replaced, you wouldn't start thinking about it in the last 3 months before it was due to be replaced. You would have been, you'd been thinking about it long before that, or my sort of logical thinking is that's what would be the case. So I think to tackle both angles, would the proposal now be, or the suggestion be, that we extend it for 6 months, but from now, or are you happy that you actually, we forego all those vehicles that would be expiring between now and December, and do 6 months from December? Just to clarify that, what we mean.
Thank you. I'll let Councillor Allen come back on that.
Yes, I've just had another read of that. My mistake, it does say to be reviewed in June as well. So if we were to go with option one, would we be sitting down next month and reviewing that? And if we can come back after that, Chair, please.
Yeah. Would that be your, Margaret, come back on that, or Mark?
I didn't hear that. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear the question.
Do you want me to join? I heard
yes,
that.
Yes, please, Mark.
I speak, and then hopefully we can catch up. So I think Councillor Allen was saying that the review date of June was put in, because as this report's been developed and has evolved, the government's more recent measures about unlocking, to pick up Councillor Sylvester's point, was coming more to the fore. Hence, we wanted to put a date in that would allow us and give us room to come back to members to say, actually, there isn't necessarily going to be a need to extend it. When we first got the report and lockdown first started, we could have been thinking that the lockdown would have been 4, 5, 6 months. We obviously didn't know. But as time has gone on, there's been some more clarity, in inverted commas, about what the situation will be. And step two, obviously, I think, as members will know, it should be from June the 1st, where non-essential retail establishments are opened up. Now, whether that happens or not, we don't know, but that's what the sort of the roadmap is at the moment. And therefore, if retail, non-essential retail opens up, essentially that means there's a reason for people to be in town and so on. And therefore, there's reason for the taxi trade to develop its business or recommence its business. So it was all tied in really with the here and now. So again, that's just a point to clarify, and it'd be interesting to see what the members' thoughts are on that.
Thank you. No more hands up at the moment. So, Councillor Colin Wyman.
Thank you, Chair. I'm actually agreeing with Mark on this. The extension should commence, I think, from May, and I think it should be reviewed in June as well. So that's my thoughts. I don't know what other councillors think.
Yeah, well, so that brings us back to option one, so where we'll be reviewing it at the end of the period that we've said if we took option one. So Councillor Patricia Ackroyd.
Thank you, Chair. That was the point I was going to make, that we should perhaps go back to just that option one, because it seems to me to have the safeguards in that we need for the benefit of the trade, actually. But also, the other thing is that in June, schools are starting to reopen as well. Now, I know it's really restricted for the numbers, but that will help the trade as well. So I'd like to go for option one, unamended.
Thank you. So I now have two proposals. So I have one proposal for 6 months from Councillor George Allen, seconded by Councillor McGarry. And I have a proposal from Councillor Patricia Ackroyd for option one. Would I have a seconder for that? Several seconders, so Councillor Alison Legg.
In advance of that, I think you had questions from Councillor Allen and possibly Councillor Faulkner as well, so you may want to bring them into the debate before you...
Thank you, yes, I was just sorting out my proposals, and now I'll go to Councillor Allen.
Thank you, Chair. Bearing in mind we should only really consider one proposal at a time, and that option one gives us the opportunity to review it next month and would apply immediately, then I'm happy to withdraw my proposal.
Thank you. Are you happy with that, Councillor McGarry, as a seconder?
Absolutely, Chair.
Thank you. Anybody else? Councillor Faulkner.
Thank you, Chair. Just a point of clarification, Councillor Patricia Ackroyd said that she was proposing option one of 4.5 with an amendment, and I'm not quite sure what that amendment is.
No, she said no amendment.
Without amendment.
Oh, sorry, I missed that bit. I thought you said with amendments. Okay, I'm fine then, no problem.
Councillor Chris Sylvester.
Or one adds the review in June, but in the final version in six, it doesn't talk about June at all. It just says review after 4 months from the end of May.
I didn't hear the start of your comment. Would you like to make that muted comment again, please?
Okay. 4.1 talks about reviewing it in June 2020. But when you go down to the bottom to the recommendation in 8.2, yeah. It doesn't talk about June there. It talks about reviewing for 4 months after May, the end of May. They're two different things there. On my version, anyway.
Okay, Councillor Woolley, I'd like to ask the enforcement manager to clarify that for us.
Yeah, sorry, it is just an omission. The red should have been carried over into the recommendation at 8.2.
Thank you. Are you happy with that, Councillor Sylvester?
I am, yep.
So we've had Councillor Patricia Ackroyd's proposal that 8.2 number one be proposed, and that was seconded by Councillor Alison Legg. Can I have a vote on that, please?
Chair, would you like the vote to be a named vote for the purposes of the record, in which case Mrs. Henchcliffe can call the roll?
Yes, please.
This is in no particular order, so Councillor Gaskin, please.
I'm in favour.
Yeah. Councillor Ashcroft.
In favour. Oh. In favour.
Councillor Allen.
Oh.
Councillor Allen.
In favour.
Okay. Councillor Faulkner.
In favour.
Councillor Hall.
In favour.
Councillor Ackroyd.
In favour.
Councillor Legg.
Four.
Councillor McGarry.
Four.
Councillor Sylvester.
Four.
Councillor Wildman.
I'm in favour.
Okay. Councillor Toon.
Four.
And Councillor Fletcher.
Four.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any against? Any abstentions? I do have hands up on my screen. No. Are they abstentions or not?
No against or abstentions, Chair.
Okay. Well, that's carried then. So thank you all for joining in. Our very first full licensing committee Zoom meeting, virtual meeting. I think it was a success. I'm sure you'd all agree. I'd like to thank Monica for putting it together and keeping us all in order, and everyone for joining the meeting. And I do hope that we'll see you soon, maybe towards the end of the month, if we have to review this particular decision and see how things move on. You all have a good afternoon, unless anybody else has got any comments to finish the meeting off. Oh, well, yeah. Councillor Bev Ashcroft has got a hand up.
No.
Well, it's only a virtual hand.
Oh, sorry, it's down
it's
now.
It's all right, it's gone. Okay, thank you all. We may now leave the meeting, or the meeting may be switched off.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.